that they're referring to a relative as a Rasha, Chas V'Shalom. They're simply saying the Kaddish to elevate the Neshama, even of a Tzaddik, no matter how good a person is. So that according to the Arizal, the Kaddish is said for 12 months for a parent. Ki Iker Tikun Kol HaNeshamois Hi Bebechinas Tikun HaSode. Because the main Tikun of all the souls is this concept of the Tikun of the field. Kishom Gedelin Kol HaNeshamois Kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal brings there, all the souls grow in the field. V'Alkein Iker Tikunam Alidei Habal HaSode. And therefore, the main tikkun of all of these souls is accomplished through the master of the field, the tzaddik, the tzaddik, she'oisek betikkun hasoda hagdoisha, who's involved in maintaining and developing this holy field, lezora ulanota, to plant it, ulahatzmicha, and to do what's necessary to water it in order to make sure that things grow properly. She'kol zehu tikkun haneshamo is hagdelin shom. All of this is related to the tikkun of the souls which are growing in the field. The ikur tikkun asode nase b'chol shana v'shana. And the main tikkun of the field is repeated every single year. K'moy sheroyin basoda tahtoin, as we see in a field down below on earth, shekol tikkune hasode nasen b'chol shana v'shana. That the maintenance of a field requires repeating the process every single year. It's not that you plant a field once and now it produces fruit for the next 20 years. No. You plant it, it produces a crop. Next year you have to plant again. You have to plow it again and plant it again, go through the whole process again. Ki b'chol shona v'shona gedelin peirois chadoshim. Because each and every new year there's new fruit being produced. V'choreshin, v'zoirin, v'koitzrin, pamachas bashonon. And we do these procedures of plowing and planting and harvesting once a year, usually. That's the standard. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to get into something a little bit deeper now. Ki yesh yud beis gvulei alachsoin. There is a term that's used in the Gemara and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Sefer Yetzira is the original source of this, but it's also mentioned in the writings of the Arizal, in other Sforim, that there are these 12 boundaries, Shehem Yud Beis Tzirufei Havaya, which correspond to the 12 combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We know that when a word has four letters, usually when a word has four distinct letters, each letter is different, you can form 24 combinations out of that. A, B, C, D, B, C, D, A, and so on and so forth. However, if two of the letters are the same, like in Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K, where the He is repeated twice, you can only form 12 different combinations. These are called the Yud-based Sirufei Havaya, the 12 different forms that you can write Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K, Visharasham, which are rooted in Hu Havaya Pshuta. They're rooted in Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, four letters. It starts out as four letters, Yud, Hei, and then Vav, Hei. And from those four letters, you can form 12 different combinations, which correspond to these 12 Givulei Alachsoin. That's the term that's used. These boundaries, these diagonal boundaries. Ve'elu ha-yud beis gvulei alachsoin hem bechinas yud beis chodshei ha-shona. And these 12 gvulei alachsoin correspond to the 12 months of the year. Shehem yud beis mazolos, which correspond to the 12 signs of the zodiac. Shehem keneged yud beis shiftei ko, which correspond to the 12 tribes in Klal Yisrael. Ve'chol ha-neshamois klulim be-yud beis shvotim kayedua. And all the different souls of the Jewish people are included in these 12 groupings, the 12 tribes. Shehem keneged yud beis gvulei alachsoin, which correspond to the 12 different boundaries. Shehem bechinas gvulei umetzorei hasode hoelyoin, which are the boundaries and the of the heavenly field. Shemeschalek liyud beis gvuli alachsoim, which splits up to these 12 gvuli alachsoim, shehem bechinas, shehem keneged yud beis nuschois hatfila, which correspond to the 12 paths of prayer. Each and every one of the tribes has its own nusach of tefillah. Shehem keneged yud beis shorim burakia, which correspond to the 12 gates in heaven, shederech shom oilin hatfilois, via which all the prayers from here on earth go up to heaven, they reach the heavenly throne and they reach Hashem via those 12 gates. Ki tikun hatfila hu bechinas tikun haneshamoi shebasoda hanal, kemo shekoso shom batora hanal, ayin shom. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says, the tikkun of tefillah, the perfection of tefillah, corresponds to the perfection of the field. Just like the field, which represents all the souls, is divided into 12 groupings, the souls are divided into 12 groupings, the 12 tribes, so too tefillah, which corresponds to these souls, is also divided up into these 12 gates of prayer, which correspond to the 12 shvatim. Uklal hatikun shel kol habechinas oele, hu sheyiyeh hakoil nichlal bebechinas kula yechod. And the ultimate goal of all of this, the ultimate goal of dealing with this field, or the ultimate goal of prayer, is to make one from it. Ki kol hayud beis gvulei alachsoim mekablim chiyusam minekudo hapnimis shehu nekudas hamerkaz shehu bechinas shoyresh havaya pshuto shemishom nimshochem kulam. Rav Nosson Zal here is referring to deep Kabbalistic terms. This is a terminology that's used in the writings of the Arizal, that these 12 boundaries receive their spiritual life from a oneness, from a nekuda hapnimis, from a central location, shehu nekuda samerkas, which is kaviochel Hashem, the essence of Hashem, shehu bechina shoyresh havaya pshuta, which is the roots, the source of yudke vavke, shemishom nimshachem kulam. That's where all of them draw their spiritual energy and their life from. Ve'ikar tikin ho'ilom, kishekol hayud beis gvulin, nichlolin bi'echod, bishoroshem. And the main tikkun of the world is when all 12 of these boundaries unite, they merge into oneness at their source, which is shehu bechinas havaya pshuta, which is yud kei vav kei. That's where everything originates from. Shehu kuloi toiv, which is all good, kuloi echad, it's all oneness. Sheshom ein shum achizas din klal, where there in its source, at its highest place, there is only oneness, there is no midas hadin whatsoever. We know that Tikkuni Zohar tells us that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, usually when we add up the letters, everybody knows Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. But there's another way of doing the addition, where you drop the tens units, where Yud, which is 10, you drop the zeros. Instead of 10, it's 1. Yud is 1, He is 5, gives you 6, Vav is another 6, gives you 12, and He is 5, gives you 17, which is Toiv. So that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei in Mispar Koton is Toiv. That's what Hashem is really all about, this oneness, this Toiv. Ki ikar achizas kol hadinim vahisurim heim bebechinas tzimtzumim hanimshochim meyud beis gvulim. Because the whole concept of midas hadin, the judgments of Hashem, and suffering and pain, is all of that comes from tzimtzum, from constrictions and barriers that are based on these 12 boundaries, kaviyochol, these yud veis gvuli alachsom. Ki mebchinas gvulim, shebchinas tzimtzum ametzorim, mishom achizas kol hadinim vayesurim kayadua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that it's from these constrictions and boundaries that's the source of all judgment and all suffering. V'alkein, and therefore, keneged yud beis gvulim, shem b'chinas, shem yud beis shvotem migdusha, therefore, corresponding to these 12 boundaries, which represent holiness, which correspond to the 12 tribes, which represent the holy Jewish nation, yesh yud beis nesiei yishmoel baklipa. There are the 12 leaders of klipa, of tuma, of yishmoel, of the Arab nations. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, shneim osor nesiim yoilid. He will produce 12 leaders, referring to yishmoel. V'chein nochor, choylid gamkein shneim osor bonim. And we know that nochor, during the time of Avram Avinu, Nochor also had 12 sons. Ezeh l'umaseh. That's the opposite of the grouping of holiness. Keneged yud beis shvotim. In holiness, we have the 12 tribes. In the Sitra Achra, we have these 12 leaders of Yishmoel, or the 12 descendants of Nochor. Kama shepirush Rashi sham, as Rashi points out in Chumash, al posuk hine yolda Milka gamhi, that Milka also gave birth. So Rashi says, afhi hishlima, she also produced up to that number. So we've defined the category of Kedusha and the Havdil, the category of the Sitra Achra. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker hatikun listoim einov mechezu dehayalma legamri, kedei lehi koleil bebchinas kulay echad kulay toiv kamavur shom. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that this world, in the physical world that we live in, there's tzimtzumim, there's boundaries, there's good and bad. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that if a person wants to get out of this good and bad, he wants to get out of the tzimtzumim, he wants to rise above it, he has to close his eyes to the materialistic world, to the physical world, in order to elevate himself, to go above this world, to the place where it's all one and all good. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that just like a person whose normal vision can see, let's say, 5 miles when his eyes are open, if that person wants to see further than that, if they want to see 6 miles, what do? They narrow the opening of the eye, they squint. And by closing the eye a little bit, it gives the eye the ability to see further. Rabbeinu Zal says if a person wants to see out of this world is a place of good and bad. If a person wants to go out of this world to the place where it's all good, to the future world, where it's all good, he has to close his eyes completely to the nonsense, to the foolishness, to the materialism of this world. And by doing that, by leaving this world and being able to look into the next world, that's how a person eliminates all suffering and all judgments. Rabbeinu Zal shows there, this is why Hashem has put it into the nature of a human being, that when a person is about to experience pain, in order to brace themselves for it, they close their eyes tightly. That closing of the eyes is to prepare themselves not to feel as much pain as if their eyes were open. And Rabbeinu Zal says this is based on this spiritual concept, that when you're looking around in this physical world, there's good and bad. There's pain and suffering. But if we could look into the next world, if we could go out of this world, we would be connecting to a place where it's all good, no pain, no suffering. And the way that one accomplishes that is by closing their eyes tightly, Rabbeinu Zal says, completely, closing their eyes to the physical, materialistic world where there's good and bad. That gives the person the ability to elevate himself into the next world where it's kulay toiv. And that makes the pain either go away completely or lessens the pain. Shezeu b'china shenichlolim kol hayudbeis gvulim b'sharoshim. This is the concept of all the 12 different boundaries which exist in this world, plugging into their source, which is b'b'chinas havaya pshuta, which is yud kei vav kei. That's what they originate from, b'b'chinas kuloy echad kuloy toiv, which is one and good, which is all one and good. That's what Hashem is all about. Hashem echad, and Hashem is kuloy toiv. We say there's a pasuk in Tehillim, toiv Hashem lakoil. Hashem is toiv. Sheshom nizbatlin kol hagvulim vametzorim. When you go up to that highest level, over there, all boundaries and all constrictions are eliminated completely. Shemishom achizas hadinim vayisurim. And we said it's those boundaries and constrictions that are the source of din and suffering. Vezeu b'chinas yudbeis chodshi ashana. This is also the concept of the 12 months that the year is divided into. Shehem b'chinas yud beis mazolos hamizgalgalim barakia, which corresponds to the 12 signs of the zodiac, which are found in the sky, in the universe. V'chulam mizgalgalim al nekudas hamerkaz. And all of them revolve around one central point. She'ein boy shum tziur, which has no shape or form. She'sharoshoi mebechinas kuloy echad kuloy toiv, which is rooted in that level that's all one, all good. V'chol gilgulam v'sibuvam, v'chol shona v'shona kol yemei oilam. And the fact that these different planets and these different signs of the zodiac revolve, move around every single year, they go through their cycle. Hakoil kedei sheyuchlulu bebechinas kuloy echad kuloy toiv. Their ultimate purpose, their ultimate mission is for them to plug into Hashem, which is oneness, which is goodness. Shezeu atachlis shel kol ha'olam ha'maloyoy. That's the ultimate purpose of the entire universe and everything in it. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'zorach Hashemesh uvo Hashemesh. The sun will rise and the sun will set. Ve'el mekoymoy shoyef, and it yearns to its place. Zoireach husham, it shines there, it shines to there. Mekoymoy, its place, ze b'chinas kuloy echad kuloy toiv. That refers to Hashem. One of the names of Hashem is Mokoim. We say in the Haggadah, Boruch ha-Mokoim, Boruch hu, blessed is Hashem. Shehu Hashem Yisborach, that's referring to Hashem, Shehu Mekoimoy Shel Olam, who is the place of the world. And if you recall, we once mentioned that the Tikkun Zohar says that to show you how Mokoim is Hashem, if you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you square it, you multiply it by itself, you get Mokoim. Yud, 10 times 10 is 100. Hey, 5 times 5 is 25. Vav, 6 times 6 is 36. So we have 125 plus 36 gives us 161. Plus hey, another 25 gives us 161 plus 25 gives us 186, which is mokoim, the word mokoim. So that mokoim means area. We know that the way that you define area, when you have a square, in a square, the way that you define the area of a square is side square. You take the length of one side, any side, because in a square all sides are equal, and you multiply it by itself, that's the area. So that Yud Kei Vav Kei square, Kaviyochel Hashem, who is equal on all sides, Kaviyochel, Hashem's square is Bigimatria Mokoim, to show that Hashem is the Mokoim of the whole world. And all of these things that are revolving in the world, they're all connecting to that oneness. Kikol Hagalgalim Soivivim Vohilchim Al Svivoisam. Because all of these heavenly spheres, the planets and these other things, are all revolving in their individual cycles. Kamei shekosuv soivev soivev hoylech haruach val svivoisov shov haruach. Referring to these cycles of all of these heavenly spheres that go round and round. V'chol gilgulam v'sibuvam omurutzosam hakoil hu loshu v'lihikolel b'sharoshan. And all of their revolving, all of their moving around, all of their movements and everything is all about returning and connecting to their source, shehu kula yechod, which is all oneness, which is Hashem. Shehakoil rotzim v'shovim u'mizgalgalim v'choizrim l'shon. All of them, they go and they come and they go round and round, all returning, all plugging into Hashem, which is this oneness. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol shona v'shona nase tikun hasod kenal. This will explain why every single year, the field has to be replanted, replowed, reharvested, a whole new cycle. Ki b'chol yud beis chodshi ashana choizrim kol hagalgalim shem b'chinas yud beis mazolos. Because when a year completes itself, the sun and all of these heavenly spheres, that's when they complete their revolution, their cycle. Shezeo b'chinas tkufas ashana. This is the concept of the cycle of the yearly cycle. Whereby all of these 12 boundaries that define the world, Shem Bechinas Yud Beis Chadoshim, which correspond to the 12 months, Yud Beis Mazolos, Nichlolim Bishoroshim Banakuda Pnimis, they all plug into their source, that central point, which is the essence of Hashem Kavyocho, Bechinas Kula Yechod, Kula Toiv. And that's also the tikkun of the field, which is the tikkun of the souls that grow in the field, which are the vegetation of the field. Because the main tikkun of all the souls and all of this vegetation is for all of it to be able to plug into this oneness, this good. And this tikkun is achieved each and every single year. Rav Nosson Zal showed here how just like in heaven, we have this concept of the 12 constellations, and we have this concept of the solar year, whereby the sun makes its revolution, it goes around, its completion of a cycle takes 12 months. So to kaviyochol down on earth, you have these 12 boundaries, these yud beis gvulei alachsoin, as they're called. You have the 12, you have Klal Yisrael, which is divided into 12 shvatim, and it's all about oneness. It's all about trying to bring it, to connect it to Hashem Echod, to that place of oneness, which is kulay toiv, which is all good. Interesting. When the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik were in Machlokas, when they were in conflict, and Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef HaTzadik to go seek out his brothers, so it says he met someone, which was the angel Gavriel, and he said, "Have you seen my brothers?" So he said, "They were here, but they left here." It says, "Nosu mizeh." They left this place. And Rav Rosenfeld once mentioned that the Meforshim say the word Zeh, Zion Hey, is 7 and 5 is 12. They left 12. They don't want to be 12 anymore. They don't want unity anymore. They don't want this union, the 12 months of the year, the Yud-based Tzirufi Avai, which is all one, a 12 which is really one, 12, which comes from the four letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is really one. It's this oneness. They don't want that anymore. They want separation. They want pirud chas v'shalom, which is what caused all the suffering, all the destruction. That's what caused them to go down to Mitzrayim and all the suffering that they went through. Again, because they were moving away from this oneness. These are deep concepts. Rav Nosson Zal here is tapping into the writings of the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah, which he does sometimes. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeo b'chinas aser ta'aser eskol tvua zarecha hayoytze hasode shono shono. With this, we'll also understand the mitzvah in the Torah, which says that you should tithe all of your crops that are produced each and every single year. Give meiser. B'chol shona daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording in the pasuk. Each and every single year, this process has to be repeated. Tzrichen lesakno. We have to make this tikkun. Shetie nichleles bebechinas kula yechod. To see to it that all the different produce should plug into that oneness. Shehu tikkun hasoda, which is the tikkun of the field, meaning to plug it into Hashem. V'alkein tzrichen litein trumois u'maisrois u'matnois aniyem yatvua. And it's for this reason that we separate a portion and we give to the Kohen, and we give to the Levi, and we give to the poor people. Because by fulfilling the instructions of the Torah and giving the Kohen part of my field and giving the Levi part of my field, giving the poor person, by doing that, we elevate all of the crops, the entire crop, and we plug it into Hashem, to its source, which is this oneness. Because the portion which we're giving to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the poor person, that's really Hashem's portion. It's as if we're giving it to Hashem himself. Because the Gemara says, Ki koyhanim mishulchan gavoya kasachu. The koyhanim are eating from Hashem's table. The truma is going to Hashem. Hashem says, the koyhan will be my messenger. He can eat, he's eating my food, my portion. I'm giving him my portion. Kamesha Kosov, as it says in the Torah, Ani chelkecha v'nachloscha b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That Shevet Levi, the Kohanim and the Levim, they do not get a portion of the land of Israel. Hashem says, I'm your portion. I am your portion. You don't need part of the land. You're getting from heaven itself. Hashem gives you his portion, the Kohen and the Levi. V'chein kol mash noisen la'aniyim, and so too, whatever we give to the poor people, that is considered as if we're giving it literally to Hashem himself. As the Pasuk says, Malve Hashem choinein dal, that a person who is gracious and giving to a poor man, to a dal, Malve Hashem, is lending Hashem. He's actually giving to Hashem. I once mentioned that we know that every Jew has a part of Hashem inside of him. Every Jew has a chelek elokam imal, as it's called, a part of Hashem. Which means, we know that Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's pronounced, we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, as if it were Ado and then Noi, which is 65. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65. The word Oni, which means a poor person, the word Oni is 2 times 65, to show that besides the portion of Hashem that every Jew has, the Oni has another piece of Hashem. So when we're giving tzedakah to a poor person, we're giving it to Hashem. We're giving it to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Nimtza shebozeh shemekayim mitzvahs hamatonos menatvua, that by us fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah regarding our crops, giving the Kohen his portion and the Levi and the poor person, boze meirimim umalin kol hatvua l'Hashem Yisborach. Through that, we're elevating the entire crop to Hashem, shehu kulo yechad, kulo toiv, who is all oneness and all goodness. Al yedei shenoisnin lo yechelkoi, by us giving him his portion, whereby Hashem has instructed us, give it to me. How do you give it to me? By giving it to the Kohen and the Levi, the poor person, that'll be considered exactly as if you're giving it to me. V'zehu b'chinas meiser min ha-meiser. And now we'll understand another concept. We know that besides giving the Kohen his portion, and we give the Levi his portion, the Levi has a mitzvah from his 10%. The Levi is supposed to take 10% from his 10% and give it to the Kohen. Trumas Meiser. It's called Meiser Mina Meiser. Shehu besoid mea brochois bechol yoim. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this concept of Meiser Mina Meiser, a tenth of a tenth, is 1/100th. That corresponds to the 100 blessings that Hashem wants a Jew to have every single day. Shehu bechinas hatfila sheklula mikol hamea brochas. This is tied into our prayer, which is a composite of all of these 100 brochas. A bracha is a prayer. Every bracha that we say is a form of prayer. The Shmon Esrei is 19 brachas. It's each one, each bracha is a prayer. Shehu bechinas, and so our prayer is a composite of all 100 blessings. Shehu bechinas vayizra Yitzchok ba'oretz ahi, and this is tied into what the Torah tells us, that at one point Yitzchok Avinu planted in Eretz Yisrael, vayimtzo bashono ahi mea shorim, and in that year he founded 100 gates. Vayivorecheu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him, kayadua. The blessing, the real full measure of blessing is 100. That's why we say Hashem should bless you with 100 times as much. 100 represents the full spectrum of bracha. Shekol zeh hu kedei lachzor velichloel be'echod. All of this is about going back to one. Al yedei shenichlol in eser me'eser ad me'o ad shenichlol be'echod. By taking 10 from 10 and thereby reaching 100, which is plugging into one, shehu soid meiser mena meiser. That's the secret, that's the spiritual concept of this a tenth of a tenth. Dahainu echod mimeo shenoisim lakoyim. This is the concept of the one from 100 that's given to the kohen. Alkein, kol elu hatikunim shel trumois umaisrois umatnasaniim shem tikuni asod hakdoshah nasin bechol shana v'shana. And it's for this reason that this tithing, these trumas and maisrois and gifts to the poor people, we repeat it each and every single year. Kamo shekosov, as the pasuk says, aser ta'aser eskotvu asarecho hayoytze asode shana shana. Ki ikar tikun hasode dehainu shetien echlelas biechod, because the main elevation, the main perfection of a field, which is that the field should plug into this oneness, ze tzrichen lasois bechol shana v'shana. That process has to be repeated each and every single year. Sheklula miyud beis chadoshim. A year is comprised of 12 months. Shebohem choizrim hagalgalim, which is the amount of time that it takes those heavenly spheres to complete their revolution, their cycle. V'choizrim bebchinas yud beis gvuli alachsoim, these 12 boundaries. V'choizrim v'shovin v'nichlolim v'oilim b'sharoshim. And they all return and plug into their source, shehu kulo yechod, kulo toiv, which is this oneness, this goodness. Shaydeze nizbatlin kol ha-mitzorim v'adinim, and this eliminates all boundaries, all constrictions, all judgments, ha-ne'echozim mibchinas ha-gvulim v'atzintzumim, which are the result of splits, in other words, where there isn't oneness, where there are boundaries, your share, my share, your portion, my portion, that kind of thing. Interesting to note that the word echod, in the word echod, you have ches and dalet, 8 and 4, which is 12, and you have the aleph. Everything Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here is merging the 12 into the 1, taking the 12 shvotim, the 12 gvuli alachsoim, the 12 mazolos, everything, and plugging it into that oneness, that Hashem Echod. We know that the The Sforim tell us that when a person is davening, when a person is saying the Shema, and they say the word Echod, when a person says the Aleph, they're supposed to have in mind Hashem Echod, the oneness of Hashem. When a person says the letter Ches of Echod, the Ches, they have in mind the seven heavens and earth, which is eight altogether. When a person says the Dalid, they have in mind the four directions, that Hashem rules over all four directions, and that I'm willing to accept upon myself all four types of death, of Bezdin. But in addition, we know that a person says the Shema is six words, and Baruch Shem Koy Malchus Elam Vod is six words. And Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran chapter 36, that when a person completes the Shema and Baruch Shem, supposed to have in mind that I'm attaching myself to the 12 tribes, to the Yud Bei Shiftei Kor, that I am a member of these 12 tribes, which are all part of this oneness, this Echod, this Achdus. V'zeu b'china Shabbos, this is also the concept of Shabbos, She'oz nichlolin b'b'chinas kula yechod. That's when everything plugs into this oneness. Ki Shabbos me'ein olam haba, because we're told that Shabbos is a taste of the future world. She'oz yiyeh Hashem echod u'shma yechod. That's when everything will be one. Shu kula yechod, kula toiv. K'ma she'kosu shem batorna, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 65 in Likud Imran. U'k'ma she'kosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, which we recite on Friday night, those who daven Nusach Sfarad, Rozo de Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos, de Isachdas Barozo de Echod. The secret of Shabbos, this is the Shabbos which unites, which becomes one with the secret of oneness, the oneness of Hashem. And we know at the end of Shabbos, the last Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos, Shabbos at Mincha, we begin with the words Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, U'mi Ka'amcho Yisrael Goy Echod Boretz. Alkein Tzrichin L'Sader B'Shabbos Yud Beis L'Chomim B'Beis HaMikdosh. This is why in the Beis HaMikdosh, on Shabbos, they had those 12, every Shabbos, they would put a new set of 12 loaves, the Lechem Aponim, thereby taking all 12 boundaries and making one out of them, uniting them. And that's why the Gemara says, Kol hama'aneges ha-Shabbos, anyone who shows true respect and love for the Shabbos by having pleasure on Shabbos, making sure that on Shabbos they eat foods that they enjoy, they wear clothing that they enjoy, Noisen loy nachlo beli mitzorim. Hashem will reward that person by giving them a portion that has no boundaries. Again, because on Shabbos we're taking all the boundaries and making one out of it. We're squishing it into oneness. There's no yours and mine and his. On Shabbos it becomes part of this oneness. We'll hold it over here. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to go into the topic of Yortzeit in detail, explaining the different things that we do to observe a Yortzeit.